You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 07, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Florida's new Black History curriculum has sparked significant controversy. Critics argue it downplays the brutal realities of slavery and distorts historical facts. The standards require teachers to instruct that enslaved people benefited from their enslavement by learning skills, a claim widely debunked by historians. NAACP President Derek Johnson condemned the standards, stating they attempt to revert the country to a 19th-century America where Black life was undervalued. He emphasized that the horrors of slavery and Jim Crow represent a violation of human rights. Critics also argue the new standards promote a false equivalency between white supremacist violence and Black resistance. A Miami 10th-grade student expressed concern that the state is trying to sugarcoat Black history, stating it is detrimental to the community. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has been central to reshaping Black history education since 2021. In June 2021, the Florida State Board of Education banned critical race theory and the New York Times' 1619 Project from classrooms. DeSantis asserted that the new standards are factual and suggested enslaved people might have leveraged their skills into later opportunities. The state selected PragerU, an unaccredited conservative nonprofit, to provide classroom materials. PragerU has faced criticism for producing content that suggests historical figures like Frederick Douglass would have prioritized white supremacy. This choice raises concerns about the curriculum's accuracy and ideological slant. Critical race theory, CRT, examines how race and racism shape legal systems and societal structures, proposing that racism is systemic rather than merely individual prejudice. The controversy around CRT often stems from misunderstandings of its core ideas. In 2022, DeSantis signed House Bill 7, restricting how race-related topics can be discussed in K-12 classrooms. The law prohibits instruction that could induce guilt or discomfort based on race and prevents teaching that suggests anyone is privileged or oppressed due to their race. The Florida Citizens Alliance supports this approach, claiming it promotes a balanced view of history. The 1619 Project aims to reframe American history by centering the consequences of slavery and contributions of Black Americans. It challenges traditional narratives and encourages examination of systemic racism. The rejection of the College Board's AP African American Studies course, which included topics like reparations, aligns with opposition to curricula emphasizing systemic racism. The new standards require instruction for middle school students to include how enslaved people developed skills that could be applied for personal benefit. Critics argue this misrepresents the brutal reality of slavery and sanitizes its history. Vice President Kamala Harris stated, "Enslavement wasn't a training ground for job placement. The concept of false equivalency refers to teaching approaches that present acts of violence by white supremacists and acts of resistance by Black individuals as morally equivalent. This ignores the inherent power imbalance in these conflicts. The new Florida standards require instruction on events like the 1920 Ocoee Massacre to include acts of violence perpetrated against and by African Americans, which critics argue could imply equal culpability. The Ocoee Massacre began when a Black landowner was denied the right to vote by white poll workers. Similar standards apply to lessons about other massacres, including the Atlanta Race Massacre, the Tulsa Race Massacre, and the Rosewood Race Massacre." Critics argue this framing can victim-blame Black communities and fail to address who promoted racism and oppression. PragerU's materials are often seen as partisan and lacking academic rigor. The Stop Woke Act restricts race-related discussions in schools and workplaces, aiming to prevent what the state deems indoctrination. The Rosewood Massacre in January 1923 involved a white mob attacking a Black community based on false accusations. Its historical importance lies in exemplifying racial violence and systemic oppression. The new standards include similar requirements for lessons about the Rosewood Massacre and others, which critics argue could create false equivalencies. Jim Crow laws enforced racial segregation and discrimination against Black Americans, creating a system of second-class citizenship with devastating effects. Derek Johnson condemned the new standards, stating that understanding the horrors of slavery and Jim Crow is crucial. Copyright African Elements.